Random House Audio presents Spade and Archer, the prequel to Dashiell Hammett's The Maltese Falcon by Joe Gores. Read for you by Scott Brick. 1921. Part 1. Samuel Spade, Esquire. The victor belongs to the spoils. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Chapter 1. Spade's Last Case. It was 13 minutes short of midnight. Drizzle glinted through the wind-danced lights on the edge of the Tacoma Municipal Dock. A man a few years shy of 30 stood in a narrow aisle between two tall stacks of crated cargo, almost invisible in a black hooded rain slicker. He had a long, bony jaw, a flexible mouth, a jutting chin. His nose was hooked. He was 6 feet tall, with broad, steeply sloping shoulders. He stayed in the shadows while the scant dozen passengers disembarked from the wooden-hulled steam-powered passenger ferry Virginia 5, just in from Seattle via the Colvos Passage. His cigarette was cupped in one palm as if to shield it from the rain, or perhaps to conceal its glowing ember from watching eyes. The watcher stiffened when the last person off the Virginia 5 was a solid, broad-shouldered man in his late 30s, dressed in a brown woolen suit. His red, heavy-jawed face was made for joviality, but his small brown eyes were wary, constantly moving. The passenger went quickly along the dock toward a narrow passageway that led to the city street beyond. The watcher, well behind, ambled after him. The first man had started through the passageway when he was jumped by two bulky, shadowy figures. There were grunts of